Welcome to Movement, Mint's new podcast on running.
Running isn't complicated. The only hard and fast rule to running is that you simply keep putting one foot ahead of the other. No doubt you're looking for the best way to run, and we can point you in the right direction.
I'm Nandita Mathur, and I will be in conversation with Dr. Rajat Chauhan, a student of pain and running.
Advocate of Goya, which is get off your arse, running coach and a physician of musculoskeletal medicine. He's been running for the last 31 years, having participated in the Paris to London race in 2004. In 2007, he ran the 100 kilometers race in Bangalore. In 2008, Dr. Chauhan ran from Jodhpur to Jaisalmer, and he has to his credit run more than 250 marathon distances. He is also the race director of the world's toughest race, La Ultra the High, for the last 7 years, where a distance of 333 kilometers have to be run in 3 days, crossing three of the highest motorable mountain passes over 17,000 feet in the Leh-Ladakh region. Over the next few weeks, Dr. Chauhan will explain the enormous pleasure running brings and how we are actually hardwired to do it. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rajat Chauhan. And if you can let us know, who is this podcast intended for?
Thank you, Nandita. It's great to be here. So the podcast is intended for all runners, or people who are just picking up running, or who are even on the fence. So primarily more for people who are thinking about it and haven't yet started running.
Right.
People who are running, they pretty much know what they're doing, or they're trying to read things and all that. Yes, we'll talk about them, but that'll come in later on in the podcast, really.
So the theme of this week's podcast is get off the couch. So I just wanted to ask you, why are people so apprehensive to pick up running?
So probably it's because, you know, they don't feel natural anymore. The movement doesn't come to them naturally. So it's probably because they feel weird. And the thing is, it might, you know, some people might not be comfortable with this, but the point really is that when we were sperms, we all ran or moved to be born. Now, that's the most basic instinct for any living organism, including plants. So the whole idea of movement is very important.
Right.
And it came naturally to us as kids. But the problem was then we started sitting. And that's when we started sitting, we did not know how to move again. And almost all of us, you know, people were racing in these Delhi half marathons and those. They're like 30 and plus. So for the last 10, 15 years, they haven't moved enough. So it's not natural for those guys. It feels very awkward that how can they possibly run? And it's just getting them back to that normal movement again. Running style is like a fingerprint. We just need to fine tune it.
Right. So can anybody run? Or is there some specific requirements for those who want to run?
I think anyone can. Mm-hmm. I think the more important part is it's not a race that they're doing it. If there is a race, it's against themselves, and they should be doing better than what they have done previously.
Right.
And if they just follow this one, they're doing very well. Forget the rat race when it comes to running, and they'll do great. And yes, it's for everyone.
Great. So how soon can people start running? I mean, it's not that you just get off the couch and get on and start running. There have to be certain, you know, steps you follow or certain guidelines.
So effectively, again, just forget that, you know, the biggest problem all of us have is we think we are 15 or 16, which we're not. You know, we are 35 or 25 or whatever it be. So if they remember that, let's do baby steps. Let's not start from where you left off the physical activity.
Right.
Okay. So if someone was in the school team, please don't worry about that, but you've gone down in physical fitness. So that's very crucial. So start with brisk walks first.
Okay.
Eventually, what we want you to be doing is walk-run combination, and where the walking will initially be more than the running part, and then it'll kind of reverse. So running will end up being more than the walk.
Mm-hmm.
And we gradually get into the running scene. I would say normally, please, for a month, just do the brisk walks first. Make the system feel as if it's natural to them, the whole movement. Strength is important as well, strength training.
The next section is called Assignment of the Week. And Dr. Chauhan will recommend some exercises which are simple and easy to do just by listening.
Okay, so the section is divided into three. One's the drill, then the exercise, and the, you know, the run walk advice that is there. So under drill, the whole idea is start jogging in the same spot. So imagine you're skipping in the same spot without the skipping rope. Now do that for, and that doesn't take much. Okay, so you don't need a skipping rope, nothing, and be soft on your feet when you're doing that. Don't land very heavy, which will always be the case anyways. So that's the first thing that you do.
Right.
As far as the exercise, it's a very simple one. Again, raise your hands up as if, you know, you're being asked by the policeman to raise your hands up. So just bend your elbows a little. And then from that position, and sit tall. Okay, so on a chair, you're sitting tall. And take your shoulders back or your elbows back.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine there's an orange between your shoulder blades and you're trying to squeeze that orange for some orange juice. Okay, and you're simply holding that orange squeezed and back forwards again. So you do that 15 to 20 repetitions, attempt that 3-4 times in a day.
Okay.
Now, why is this necessary is upper back has become very stiff courtesy us using a lot of laptops, iPads, and, you know, whatever, those gadgets. Mm-hmm. So it's to ease up your shoulders, actually. That's the whole idea with this one. Then coming to the third part, which is how do we go about with the running? And this is very, very crucial. I would like people to be just going for an easy walk for 5 minutes. And there's no running this week. And only a 1 minute of brisk walk.
So 5 minutes. 1 minute of brisk walk.
That's it. Uh-huh. Right? So I'm talking about people who don't move kind of a thing. So there's a 5 minute of an easy walk, 1 minute of a brisk walk, and keep repeating like that.
How many times?
5 to 6 times. Okay. So you've done a 6 minute repeat 5 to 6 times. Yeah. So half an hour is what we're talking about.
Okay.
Because people are very scared. So let's just get them to get moving first and a little bit of brisk walk here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is enough if people do this 5 times a week, the next, whatever, 5-6 days.
Great. That sounds pretty easy, actually. So moving on, the next section of the podcast is actually dealing with story of the week.
Yes, it's only from last week. So there was this gentleman of 62 years of age who had just picked up running. So at the age of 62, he just picked up running and he had come along with his wife. Now the wife was like, you know, what's happened to my old man? You know, is he okay? And or, you know, has retirement really hit him? So she had come for basically for me to say, no, he should not be running.
Right.
Whereas the gentleman had come basically saying, listen, I've started running, I've been doing okay, can I run more, longer, and can I run forever? And that was a very interesting one. So I was trying to take care of two things. A 62-year-old gentleman wanting to do more. More importantly, the wife had come along saying, you know, we've got a nutcase in the house, and, you know, how do we take care of him? So it's very important at times taking care of the family or their apprehensions, you know,
right.
Is it the right thing to be doing? Because, you know, someone hasn't done that for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was great for me to deal. It took me half an hour to talk
to
the lady.
How were you able to convince the wife? What did you have to actually tell her?
I think one of the simplest things was telling her that, listen, let's not kind of, you know, use that 60 years. It's just a number. And it really is.
Right.
That, you know, since it's 62 or whatever, so hence he should not be doing any activity. It's more of a reason as you're getting older to be moving.
Mm.
And that's exactly what I told her, that not only cardio, he should be doing strength training as well. So he should be doing more than what he's actually wanting to do. And then she was paying attention. And the whole body, if it's more fuel efficient, the rest of the systems, the heart and, you know, the kidneys and the lungs and all that, they work better. And
right.
That worked for her. She was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And a very, very simple one, again, that I told her was, if there is muscle in the body, that carries it. If there's fat, you have to carry the fat. And she right away, she was like, huh, that does make sense.
Right. So that's great. If a 62-year-old can run, I'm sure the younger people should have no problems. Right. So we wrap up the podcast with the last section, which is movement of the week.
Yeah, so this week or over this next month, what the plan is to be doing 47 kilometers. I'll tell you what it is, so don't get scared about it. It was 47 years ago on 21st July, a human being first moved on the moon and they walked on it. So we suggest carrying on with this movement. Okay. So whole idea is a team of 10 people or more could be doing 47 kilometers on the 21st of July. So as an anniversary, it's a great idea. Let's play with the number 47. And if we can try to get to 47 cities, that'll be really cool. So it'll be great if we can, the listeners can, you know, get in touch with us, telling us if they've done it or how are they planning for it. So here's the thing. It could be 10 people, it could be 20 people, it could be 47 of them. But all put together, the number 47 is what they're targeting, 47 kilometers.
Right.
And they could be using this podcast to train themselves to cover the distance that they have in mind. So they decide the distance and we'll help them out, you know, how to build up to that distance. And gradually, obviously, we'll keep building it up for them, different distances and, you know, events that could be happening in the city.
So if you decide to take on the challenge and complete the 47 kilometers, however you may wish to, do share with us your experience at feedback@livemint.com, or you can follow us on our Mint Facebook page or our Twitter handle @livemint. See you next Friday.